And good morning. It's News Talk 870 AM KFLD, straight up 9 o'clock. Pasco, Richland, Kennewick with John McKay. And it is time for
Tri-Cities Real Estate Updates. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call in this morning live with your real estate questions to the studio line here at 547-8726. That's 547-8726, and we can answer your real estate questions live here this morning. So,
absolutely.
Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. And also standing by live to answer any mortgage questions you might have, we have Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage here with us this morning.
Good morning, guys. How have you been?
Good, and it's weird not to see you in a suit.
Well, you know, today is, here's my public service shout-out. It is the Richland National Jamboree today, so I am in sweats and my Adidas shoes and no tie and loving it this morning.
Well, that's great because I'm headed the opposite direction after the show here. We're going out to soccer complex at the track in Pasco.
I love spring. Spring sports is fantastic.
Two kids playing soccer this afternoon. So good luck to all the teams playing out there today in the Tri-Cities. And it's just kind of Tri-City spring fever with all these kids out there and families. And it's just a great time of year. So.
And you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be violating one of the things that you said not to do to add value to your house. I'm going to go home and continue to dig the hole for our pool. Moving right along this morning.
Digging a hole.
Now here's the difference. Though, you know what we did talk about, you can't forget. I assume you're adding that pool for your enjoyment.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We're not going anywhere.
Okay. Perfect. Well, we've got once again locally here in the market, we always like to start with a little update. We continue to really just be a hotbed of activity. We sold two more of those lots we have listed out in Badger Canyon. There's lots left to look at, but those are going quickly. One of our pick threes from last week sold this week. I mean, it just continues to be very, very active in the market. I mean, locally here, things are very, very strong.
Now, you mentioned on here, you know, that you network with a lot of agents around the country, and it's one of the things that makes you unique. And I would imagine that in the networking, they look at what's going on here, and they probably go, what are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right.
Fire.
I mean, you bring up a good point. I mean, one of the things that we do that's a little bit unique is we make sure that we're at, you know, five or six major conferences a year where Karen and I are meeting with other agents. We like to think of ourselves, you know, not only as agents, but ambassadors for our community, too. Mm-hmm. And then that way, when those people need to refer somebody, also from a business standpoint, you know, they remember us at those events, you know, send us those referrals so that we can help them in this community. But you know, it's really interesting to, you know, what's happened. I mean, 5 years ago, when people would say, okay, where are you from, you'd go around a table and introduce yourself to the agents and stuff, and we'd say where we're from, and everybody's like, what? You know, or was that Washington State? Is that what you said? You know,
the good Washington.
You know, that type of stuff. But
the good Washington. He always gets those in, doesn't
Wow,
he?
He's good at that.
Yeah.
But what started to happen and is what's interesting is you start to see a little bit of a switch. So it was, and it usually, quite honestly, would happen at, you know, you'd go out to dinner. We'd be in San Diego or Phoenix or San Francisco, and you'd go out to dinner, and usually it happened when the wine list would come. And people would be like, you'd look, and it always used to be California and Napa wines. And all of a sudden, over the last couple of years, you start to see some, you know, you start to see some Washington names come on there and local wineries and wineries just down the street from me. And, you know, it's just a great segue for us to always have an opportunity to say, you know, to say, hey, that's literally 20 minutes from my house, you know.
And right.
So, I mean, that kind of helped us really regionally start to gain some notoriety. And, in fact, I mean, just for instance, one of our locals here, Columbia Crest, was actually last year by Wine Spectator out of 17,000 wines. One of my clients that's the winemaker, that he was actually rated, that his wine was the number one wine in the world last year.
Wow.
I mean, it was the 2005 Reserve Cabernet. I mean, we're talking number one in the world. Well, all of a sudden, stuff like that starts to happen. Those people are traveling to conferences, not nationwide, but worldwide, and our region just starts to really take it to another level.
And then with the Tri-Cities Visitor and Convention Bureau and Tridec and all that, they, you know, keep working to bring conventions and businesses here, and people start to discover, hey, this is really a great place not just to visit but to stay.
And that's exactly right. And so one thing I really wanted to kind of focus the show on this, you know, this week and today is the Tri-Cities in the national news, you know, and how over the last year that's really started to happen, and then how that's kind of affected our local values and what we're looking at. So one of the first major articles to break nationally was last year in June of 2009, Business Week released an article, that and the title was Where Struggling Americans Can Find a Fresh Start. And the criteria they used was available jobs, cost of living, affordability of real estate. Well, on that list of where Americans can start their lives over and have a great place to live and resurrect, Tri-Cities ranked number 3. So you had Anchorage, Alaska is number 1, Provo, Utah is number 2. And then what's nice, I mean, you see this national article and this website exposure, and you've got, I mean, you've got a picture of the Tri-Cities with the Columbia River running through it. I mean, you know, and it's right there, you know, in Business Week. So it's amazing. I mean,
these are the stories that these recruiters use when they're looking to relocate people into our companies in Tri-Cities. So that's a huge piece. This is great information.
And, and what the article went on to mention, I mean, it's stuff we all know about, but, you know, it's great for what we've been focusing on, is the article mentioned about our food processing. I mean, with Twin City Foods and Pasco Processing and Bybee and Reese's, what all those companies and those local folks have done to invest into the area and develop that, I mean, really starts to pay off for us locally. Manufacturing was mentioned, for instance.
That's another thing, too. They recently had the Manufacturing Expo, and you would be amazed at the literally hundreds of companies here that manufacture different products and services for companies all over the world. And it's not just high tech, it's actual, you know, manufacturing parts for this and pieces for that. The amount of manufacturing here is just phenomenal.
It is. I mean, all the way from medical equipment to, you know, tire jacks on the Hummers that they're, you know, that they're producing.
Well, cars and parts for airplanes, titanium.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night we were at the CBC Foundation dinner auction, and we were talking to some folks, and there are some world record manufacturing pieces still being produced right here out of Tri-Cities.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tremendous. So what this does is, I mean, it's literally translated into hundreds and thousands of new workers coming to our community. I mean, in fact, I had a really personal experience with this. One of my hires was out of college and from Hawaii, actually. And after we went through the interview process and selected him, I said, how did you end up in the Tri-Cities? And he said, well, as I was finishing up my college year, an article came out about the top 25 places to find a job for college grads. Kennewick and Richland and Pasco was on that list. Someone had given him that article, and he just happened to have a relative, like an aunt or an uncle, that lived here and was able to say, gosh, you know what? On top of, you know, knowing somebody there, here it is one of the best places to find a job. And that's how he ended up getting here. And a lot of employers have had that same type of impact. So,
and by the way, he was from Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii. Exactly.
Yeah, don't we hear a lot of people wanting to take vacations from here to Hawaii?
Want to go there. He's like, okay, I'm going to leave there and come here.
Yeah. So. But for job opportunities and growth, I mean, it presented a better option at the time. So
that's great.
So, I mean, it's really a testament to, you know, what we can do to capitalize on those folks moving to our area and how we can utilize that to kind of help maintain our stable market. The next major national article that affects us locally and talks about the Tri-Cities, that broke in October of this last year. And that's when CNN ran an article about home prices expecting to drop nationwide in 2010 by another 11%. And so we talk about bad news in the national media and all of the problems. And you know, we talked a long time about how it would affect the Tri-Cities for a while there back in 08. It did affect us a little bit, you know, because there's, you know, collateral damage, as I call it, from
ripple
that
effect.
But the difference was that national negative media has now actually produced the Tri-Cities into the limelight.
Right.
And so by monitoring that, in fact, you know, it was crazy to think, oh, my gosh, how home prices are going to drop by 11%. So some things that the article notated was that this year, right now in 2010, we have 342 out of 381 metropolitan markets dropping in rates. Miami was actually one of those worst markets. I mean, to put it in perspective, medium home prices in Miami have dropped to around $140,000. That's less than the Tri-Cities, folks.
That's a 70% drop.
Yeah, 70% drop from the height of the market.
This is Miami, Florida we're talking about.
Miami. It's just crazy. So then they go on in the second half of the article to note that this put us in contention to have an expected appreciation of around 3.5% this year. So on a national scale, when you look at that, it looks really, really good. Now, most people that have been in the Tri-Cities over the last, 10, 15, 20 years knows that, traditionally we hit about 2 to 3% of appreciation depending upon which, micro segment of the market you're in. So we're used to that. So, we're kind of at our status quo. And I like to kind of relate that back to locally. So, I did a little research. I went back to when they released this study, compared that with our local Tri-City of Association Realtors data, and they're pretty close. I mean, we were looking about an average sales price of 185 last year. If we bump that up a little bit, we'll want to creep up to about 191 this year, and it's really a possibility for our area. I mean, those national trends that they're talking about, that data, from what I can see right now, analyzing and reflecting, looks like it's going to be accurate for our area, which is a great, a great way for us to stay on top, get some additional exposure for our sellers and our buyers that are coming to the area, and just have a good stabilized market. I mean, that's
stability is the key word there. I mean, that really is this economy in Tri-Cities.
Some people would say, hey, buying a home in Miami for $140K, that's great. But when the real estate market drops 70%, what about the people that are trying to sell?
Well, that's
when you get a free fall like that, you get a state of panic, and it's not good for the market.
So I always relate this back to, and that's what this show's about, how does this affect us locally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some interesting trends there. And, good, bad, or indifferent, some people look to relocate to retirement markets. I mean, the Tri-Cities is a retirement market for some people, but also some people like to go south, or some people are looking to Miami and Florida. But what this means for a seller right now is that you could potentially sell in the Tri-Cities, the number one market in the nation right now, maximize your return, and then move to a market like Phoenix or Miami if you didn't have to work or you have your retirement set.
If you're
have
a fixed
to have a
income
job,
situation,
you can sell in the highest market in the country and buy in the down markets. I mean, if you listen to financial planners' advice, that's how you make a lot of money.
And historically, those markets do rebound.
Sell high, buy low.
Exactly. And in that aspect, if it's a retirement home or for enjoyment and for living the rest of their life, it doesn't even have to rebound. And it's crazy. I bring that up for another point, too, because I went on two of those appointments in the last 2 weeks. People that had moved up here to be close to family, they're originally from California, they couldn't afford to live there, so they had moved here. A lot of those folks now are capitalizing on our great market and moving back. At the same time, we have tons and tons of wage earners, job earners, families that are moving to this market for the jobs, and so there's a big demand for those houses.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these national trends are really starting to come back and hit us locally. And on top of that, it's just giving, our region great exposure to these bigger companies, these bigger types of, shopping centers. Some of the reasons we're starting to get, some of these water parks, as we've talked about, is coming through, is we're seeing national data point these companies to our market. And quite honestly, we're ready for that. Our community leaders, are, for the most part, we've done a great job preparing for this, looking to diversify more, and it's a great time to be in real estate. I mean, I'm excited as all heck, and people know where we're at now when I talk to them at these conferences.
That's
so
great.
It's great exposure for us, and there's just a lot of different ways we can capitalize on it. So I know one of those ways is learning more about the lending market, learning more how you can get ready to buy a home in this market because it's been stable, it's still appreciating, and what that can mean to you. So I definitely, after the break, want to give Scott a chance to talk about some of those issues. And so when we come back, folks, we're going to get it straight from Scott Ridgway of Cobalt Mortgage. And as always, if you have any questions now, even off this topic, but relating to real estate or lending, feel free to call us after the break at 547-8726.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. Why is Samuel Adams still loved by so many beer drinkers 25 years after I brewed the first batch in my kitchen? Is it the deep amber color? Is it the head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it? Is it the unmistakable taste? Or maybe, to use a technical brewer's term, it's just a freaking good beer. Ah, delicious. Cheers to 25 years.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
AutoZone. Get your car in tip-top shape this spring with a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Changing your oil is an important part of your spring maintenance. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil.